Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and excited today to have a guest with us that she is a woman of many talents. She is a mom, an author, an entrepreneur, an artist, just to name a few of the many hats that she wears. She's a Lexington resident. She's going to be our guest for three programs this week, and today we're going to start by discussing her book called Fake IDs. Katie, welcome to Hope Is Here.
Man, Greg, thanks so much for having me.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of us want to write a book, but you actually took that big step of doing that. And firstly, I just want to say, because I know so many people say, man, I want to write a book. It's not quite as easy as it looks, is it?
Well, I'll tell you what, the best advice I ever had was from Tommy Green, who helped me publish the book. And he just said, you know, Katie, just start writing every day. Write every day for an hour. Because a lot of people, you know, you do think, you know, oh, I want to write a book. But if you write every day for an hour, you'll figure out real soon if that's the case or not. So I did it. I wrote every day for an hour and it turned into a book. And I will say, if you've been trying to write a book, don't be discouraged, because my second one, I've been writing for 5 years and it's not so encouraging anymore.
But still, you got one done, and it was just kind of cool. I talked to you right after you had it published. So I think you've got a great story. Tell a little bit about the background of why you wrote this book.
Isn't that funny how other people's stories, you're like, man, that's cool. Then your own, you're like, oh, why?
It's dumb. Really?
So, and that, yeah. So, basically, my story is I grew up in a Christian home. And I just really, you know, I loved God, but my view of God was sort of one based on rules. And I thought, you know, I feel like I know him, but I didn't really know about his character. And so, what happened for me was I just put a lot of rules on myself, and just, I was a perfectionist, overachiever, and just really put my worth in what I could achieve and what I could do, and just all that pressure eventually made me crack. And I really spent the years in college just kind of flailing and trying to figure out who am I and what am I here for. And so really, for me, it was really hitting rock bottom when I was 23, just a series of toxic relationships and just feeling empty and kind of feeling like even if I was in a crowd, I was alone. So just kind of threw my hands in the air and said, God, following you might be boring, but it's better than this. Have you ever done that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I think it isn't rock bottom funny. And so if you're at rock bottom right now, just don't feel alone. We've all been there, and we're not going to have just, have you had one rock bottom, or have you had a few?
Well, I'm a little older than you, so I've had several rock bottom experiences, but I've learned that when I get to the bottom, it's okay, because you can only go one way, and that's up. And usually, as you said in your book, the best is yet to come.
Exactly. So I think that for me, I threw my hands in the air, said, God, following you might be boring, but it's better than this. And then I ended up really reading the Bible for myself for the first time. And I found out how wrong I had been. And it, not in a bad way, but in a really encouraging way, if that makes sense. I realized that God wasn't looking down on me like I was looking down on me, shaming me and thinking, man, when are you ever going to be able to get it right? And when are you going to be able to follow the rules better? Instead, he looked on me with love. And I discovered that the Bible is one congruent story of God's love, and that I'm made on purpose and for a purpose. So you, no matter who you are, if you're driving, if you're working, or wherever you are listening to this right now, the same is true for you. You're made on purpose and for a purpose. It's my story, and it's your story too.
Well, I think one thing you just shared, Katie, I think it's huge. You know, it's one thing when you hear a pastor on Sunday mornings, or you listen to podcasts, or, you know, go to conferences, all those things, and hear speakers talk about the Bible and teach it, and there's a lot of great communicators.
Yeah.
But man, isn't it just take it to a whole nother level when you start reading God's word yourself?
Yeah, and when you get the context. So that, for me, context was everything. Learning that, you know, you read a good book and it has a main point, and reading the Bible, it has a main point. It's God's love story for you. And I didn't understand that. I thought it was a bunch of disjointed stuff. But
and you didn't fall asleep while you were trying to read it? Wasn't boring?
Well, I had a good coach. My husband, Anthony, I met him. Yeah, you know what's funny? I laugh. I hit rock bottom, and then I met Anthony. And then things got really bad. No.
Yeah.
But he was really the first person that encouraged me, and just kind of, like, somebody had taught him a bunch of stuff. Do you know John Withers?
He has a, absolutely. Yeah.
Gotta love him. So it was one of those pay it forward things. John Withers taught Anthony, and then Anthony taught me, and then now I get to teach others through fake IDs and a bunch of other stuff. It's just kind of how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. So, all right, so fake ID.
You betcha.
One of the things that's really cool now is people can actually go to Amazon and check mm-hmm. this out. And if they like the Kindle version, it's kind of an early birthday or Christmas gift, huh?
Yeah, well, and it's funny because, I don't know, I like irony. So on the 21st of each month, I try to make the ebook free. Because, okay. you know, 21, yes. fake ID, like I said.
Gotcha. I did not catch that the other night.
Yeah, I was that. Like, okay. yeah, I usually, so if it's the 21st, you can download it for free. But yeah, if you head on over to Amazon, and really the whole point of the book, and it's something that I still need today, is that it's what God matters and thinks of you that determines your worth. It's not, like I said, growing up, I put my worth in, really what I learned were three fake IDs. And the book is based... Greg, do you ever have a fake ID?
My mom listens to this show, but I'm going to be honest. I did.
Did you? Was it awesome?
Forgive me, God. But I did. And our producer shaking his head. So it's good. We're all just going to have guilty.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Brad did. I get a feeling that Morgan didn't. But yeah, I did because, you know.
I don't know. That looks like a guilty fact.
She might be.
But, well, that's the funny thing. So I made this fake ID in my best friend's basement. It was the worst. It was like, I mean, and this was, I'm 38, so it was like the day of like copy machines. And so like there's like rubber cement involved and we didn't have, like we put it on the back like Taco Bell cards. It was,
God. Yeah. Well, those days you could get away with it. This was, you know.
It was not. But the whole point, that became a metaphor for my life. And I realized that I felt really fake, just like that fake ID. Mm. It could get me in the door, like that fake ID. I mean, they were on novelty cards. Like, one of them had, like, a fart smell-o-meter on it. So, and they got us in, and I thought, this is me. Like, I'm getting in the door in these places, but I'm fake. It's just, it's not really, is this really me? And I really had three main ways that I projected an image, and I thought, if I could succeed in these three ways, I would be successful. And those three ways were the life of the party. Do I have enough people around me? Am I popular enough?
Absolutely.
Right?
Ever oh, yeah.
had
yep.
a popular thing? Like,
that.
Do people mm-hmm. like me? So I don't know about you. Are you thinking about who it is? Like, do people like me on Instagram? Am I getting liked? Did somebody share my Facebook post? Just that popularity is really, for me, it was a fake ID, and it really kind of had life of the party just scrawled on top. The second one was performance. And really, this fake idea was the perfectionist. So I don't know about you. You a perfectionist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like things done just right.
Isn't it the soul-sucking worst?
It really is. Man. Wow, it's draining, isn't
it? It's so draining. So I don't know about you, if you're listening, if you like things a certain way too, and you really put your worth in how well you can perform. For me, I could never reach the high enough high. I couldn't ever attain anything that ever made me feel successful for more than a minute. And then the final fake ID that I really put my worth in was the girlfriend. And I don't know about you, and this could just be, do I have a relationship? Am I being chosen? Am I picked? And for me, this was a really hard one for me when I was in college, because I just made really poor relationship choices. Just friends, and also just relationships that way too. And it hurt. And what I found was, it didn't matter. I could never get enough validation from a person. And what I've discovered over time is, just like the fake ID I made in that basement with my best friend, like there's a hollowness to it. It might get you in the door, you know, like,
right.
I mean, for crying
right.
out loud, did yours get you in it? Like,
yeah,
I mean, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. But it got me in the door, but it left me feeling hollow. And so really, for me, I can't say that a relationship with Jesus Christ made my circumstances perfect and that I don't have hard times, because I've actually kind of had a hard year this year. But what it has done and what it can do for you is give you hope and fill that void. And that is something that has really changed through a relationship with Christ. And what I've discovered is that I don't have to go through life with a fake ID. Instead, there's an alternative, and that's an authentic ID.
Now, let's talk a little about
sure.
that. You know, the authentic ID, you talked about seeing yourself as God sees
betcha.
You. And man, that's so hard to do, but share what you see that like.
Well, I kind of think a fake ID is seeing yourself as others perceive you, including yourself, right? So the authentic ID is really seeing yourself as God perceives you, as he sees you and how you are. And what I discovered was just when I cracked open that Bible and discovered that God is good and that he has a plan and his plans are good, I discovered that how he sees me is different than how I was seeing myself through the lens of those fake IDs. God saw me as his daughter. That would mean that you're his son, right?
Yes, yes.
Did that change that for you? Like when you realized that God saw you
as
his son?
Absolutely. It was huge. I mean, you know, and I think for guys especially, and I'm going to ask you this from a woman's perspective, you know, our earthly fathers do the best they can, but, you know, gosh, when you finally realize that, you know, hey, our heavenly father is different from our earthly father, but sometimes that word father, you know, and
messes you up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, and that's such a good point. So in the book, I describe my friend Elizabeth's story, and she grew up with an abusive dad, and just how that kind of turned in her head, and she saw God the Father as an unconditionally loving father. And so once she accepted that that's who God's character is, because we all have daddy issues of some kind.
Absolutely.
But God the Father is good. And the prodigal son, you know, the son runs away, and when he comes back, the father opens his arms and just loves them and doesn't judge his mistakes. That's who's standing there waiting for you. And that's what I realized as a daughter of God. He doesn't like tap his foot and think, gosh, is she gonna stay out late again? What a failure. Instead, he opens his arms wide. So, and then another one, I don't know if you can relate to this as well. So the life of the party, the alternative was really seeing myself as God's daughter. And the anecdote, I guess, to being the perfectionist was seeing myself as a friend of God. How has that been for you? Like a friend of God, does that,
yeah,
going from son to friend is kind of like a jump, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jesus talked about that, you know, we're his friends because he tells us, you know, what to do, you know, what he's doing with his heavenly father. And then this is going a little old school, but when Phillips, Craig, and Dean came to that song, I Am a Friend of God,
yeah.
I think it was them that had that, at least the one version I remember.
Well, you are older than me.
Yes, exactly. You're like, really? Yeah, was that on cassette? But, you know, I thought, wow. And to think that I can just have conversations with God just driving down the road or in the shower in the morning, I mean, man, it was freeing and life-changing.
Right. And it kind of goes like that. It's like any relationship, it develops over time and you get closer and more intimate in that relationship. So really the final authentic identity that I really just learned is just true, and it's who I really am, and it's not fake at all, as I'm a bride of Christ. And that really, not like that used to gross me out, like bride of Christ, like what's that mean? But it really just means, like, when I look at my husband, sometimes we just make eye contact and it's like, we know, we've had a whole conversation. So it just that intimate way that you can look at God and you know what he's thinking, and he loves you, and he made you on purpose and for a purpose. And when you look in his eyes, you can get that in a glance.
Yeah, well, that's very, very cool. And man, this is a great book, Fake IDs. I know a lot of people that listen that have college students, sons and daughters. I have a niece that's a sophomore in college, and you know, I know that all of them are trying to be, you know, God honoring lives at the same time, man. I mean, there's a lot going on during those years. So I really want to recommend this book called Fake IDs. Obviously, you can get it through Amazon. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, and you can also look on Lane, L-A-N-E, of roses.com or katiehumphreys.com, but my name. I mean, good luck spelling that, so don't worry about it.
But we'll have it available on Facebook and Twitter, so you'll be able to check that out and be able to get it. But I really want to recommend the book. I've enjoyed it myself, and we all are dealing with those type of things that Katie shared about. So stay with us tomorrow as we're going to talk more about this great book, Fake IDs, and we're going to talk about, she had a top 10 list that she would tell her younger self, and I know we all have got those, so see how her list matches up. I'm Greg Horn. We'll be back tomorrow with Katie Humphreys on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.